A new book by Czech anthropologist Kateřina Mildnerová called Namibian Czechs maps a fascinating and little-known chapter in Czechoslovakia's history. In 1985, the communist authorities enabled 56 children of Namibian war refugees to live and study in this country. Following the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia in 1989, the children were forced to return home. But 30 years later, most of them still regard themselves as Czechs. How exactly did the Namibian children end up living in communist Czechoslovakia? What was their life like in a small North Moravian village? And what are their ties to the Czech Republic today? These are just some of the questions I discussed with Mrs. Mildnerová, and I started by asking about the circumstance of their arrival in 1985.
This was, in fact, an act of expression of international solidarity assistance to Southwest African People's Organization, or SWAPO, which was at that time a liberation movement fighting for independence of Namibia from apartheid South Africa. So SWAPO guerrilla carried out military operation against South African Defense Force from the territory of neighboring Angola and Zambia. And in these countries, the SWAPO military and civilian camps were located. And it was exactly in these camps that the Namibian children were selected and sent to Czechoslovakia.
And Czechoslovakia was not the only country where they were sent. I believe they were also sent to other former Eastern Bloc countries, weren't they?
That's true. There were much more children sent to Eastern Germany. It was also before the children were sent to Czechoslovakia. And then there were also a lot of children who were sent to Cuba.
So who exactly were these children? How exactly were they selected?
Unfortunately, this question cannot be easily answered because we lack enough historical documentation about the children from the SWAPO liberation camps in Angola. The same thing is the school documentation from Czechoslovakia, which I went through. It does not tell us much either about the origin of the children because their personal data were repeatedly modified by the Namibian group leader. So the identity of these children remains to a certain measure a mystery. But you ask how they were selected. Like, there are different versions, you know. According to official version of SWAPO, these children were mainly orphans who suffered from the war, who needed care and protection. However, there were thousands of children in SWAPO camps in 1980s who met this criteria. So my question was, why exactly these 56 children were chosen to go to Czechoslovakia? So they all came from different camps, which were 100 kilometers apart from each other. They remember they were kidnapped by planned soldiers. Their departure was very chaotic and hasty. So to cut this long story short, what my research disclosed is that these children were not randomly chosen orphans, but many of them were offsprings of the prominent Namibian independence fighters of the People Liberation Army of Namibia, which was in fact the military wing of SWAPO.
The children ended up in a children's home in Czechoslovakia. Who was in charge of their education and upbringing, and were they brought up in isolation from their Czech peers?
After their arrival to Czechoslovakia, the children and also seven Namibian tutors who accompanied them were placed in old but beautiful castle in Bartošovice, the small village in northern eastern part of Czech region. And after the arrival, the children, they had intensively studied the Czech language to be able to communicate with the Czech caregivers and teachers. The education of the Namibian children in Czechoslovakia also supposed to be dual. In other words, half Czech, half Namibian. So the Namibian tutors, they educated the children mainly to militarism, patriotism, ideology of the liberation movement. And the objective was to instill Namibianness into their mind. And the education provided by the Namibian side was not well received by Namibian children themselves, because some of the Namibian educators bullied them and even sexually abused them in Czechoslovakia. On the other hand, the children were, as I said, also educated according to the Czechoslovak curriculum. So the Namibian children quickly and naturally became socialized and cultured, and they had adopted the Czech language as their mother tongue. What is, however, interesting to see is that the Czech and Namibian education in this social engineering program, let's say, was strictly separated in place and time, which was not, of course, well comprehended by the small children. So they were, for example, punished for talking in Czech in the evening because it was the time of the Namibian education. So I think this dual education had also a big traumatic impact on the lives of these children.
You said they were often bullied by their Namibian caregivers. What about their relationship to their Czech educators and caregivers? Would you say they developed a strong bond to them?
Yes, that's true. They have a very good relation to Czech caregivers. They are still loving them, and they say that Czech caregivers showed them for the first time what was the love and tenderness. And this helped them, in fact, to overcome a fear and anxiety from the war. And they also took these children as their own children. They tried to create a loving home for them. They took them home, they took them for holidays. So there was a big commitment from the side.
What about the local people? How did they react to the presence of several dozen African children suddenly appearing there?
From the beginning, they were rather reserved because they were mostly afraid of infectious diseases, and they also did not have much information about what they do in their village. So they were, let's say, careful, afraid, but over time they fell in love with these small children and they took them home. There were some foster families also among these locals. So I think the relations were very nice.
The new political situation in both countries following the fall of the communist regime in Czechoslovakia and then the declaration of independence in Namibia radically changed the lives of these children yet again. So what exactly happened after 1989?
As you said, the political change in Czechoslovakia and also transition to independent Namibia in fact resulted in intensive diplomatic negotiation with the Namibian government to end the presence of the children in Czechoslovakia. So SWAPO, as I found out in archival documents, put enormous pressure on Czechoslovak state authorities to relocate the children to Namibia, even without leaving them to finish their education in Czechoslovakia. And after long diplomatic negotiations, the children finally were relocated to Namibia without complete elementary education.
And as you said, by then, most of these children regarded Czechoslovakia as their homeland and Czech as their native tongue. What was it like for them returning to Namibia? I guess it must have been a huge cultural shock for them.
Yeah, the question was that they came back without complete elementary education, without any psychological or any language preparation. So this, of course, had a traumatic impact on them. In fact, they returned to the country they never lived before. As I said, they were born in Angola, among people whose language they did not speak. They spoke only Czech, and they were completely lost. And, of course, they had also strong nostalgia for lost home in Czechoslovakia. So the problem was also that many of them ended up in underdeveloped Namibian countryside. And the life in villages at that time was very tough. So there was no electricity, no sanitary equipment or access to clean drinking water. However, the biggest problem was the language barrier because they did not speak Oshiwambo local language, which prevented them to communicate in families and also continue their studies. So this difficult adaptation was, of course, then accompanied by feelings of loneliness, uprooting, alienation, etc. So it was very much difficult for them to return to Namibia.
You have described the fate of the Namibian children in a book that has been published here in the Czech Republic, and it has also been published in a slightly different version in English. And
yes,
for that book, you interviewed many of these former children and also their caretakers. How many of the former children did you manage to trace down? How many of these children did you talk to? And how long did it take you to collect the material for your book?
So my book is based on, let's say, long-term research, which I carried out between 2017 and 2019, both in Czech Republic and in Namibia. I visited Namibia 3 times for the research. As for the research itself, I combined historiographical and ethnographic approach So not only interviews, but also analyses of archival sources, personal documentations like letters, for example, photos, and also media outputs. And as for the interviews, I made around 70 interviews with different respondents, from which 33 were Namibian Czechs. It was not difficult to trace them because they were in touch at the time when I did my research in Namibia. But besides them, I interviewed also different contemporary witnesses, such as Namibian Czech tutors, school principals, but also biological and foster families of the Namibian Czechs. So yeah, there was a lot of interviews and also many archival documentation I went through.
And were these children happy that someone was interested in their fate? Were they immediately willing to speak to you when you contacted them?
Yeah, I was very warmly and friendly welcome into the community of Namibian Czechs. This was maybe due to the fact that I was Czech. I represented their beloved country. But also, I was in the same age as them, and I grew up not far from Bartošovice. So they approached me with enormous trust. And they were willing to share with me their joyful but also traumatic memories from childhood. And I must say, it was not easy for me because I was an anthropologist, not a psychologist. And during the interviews, many intimate and sensitive topics were discussed. So for me, it was very much difficult sometimes to conduct the interviews, especially with those who were affected by the sexual abuse, by bullying, by war trauma, etc.
If I understand it correctly, some of these children eventually did return to the Czech Republic. What was their return like? I understand that they actually experienced another sort of disillusionment, didn't they?
Yeah. One third of them got opportunity to study at universities in the Czech Republic. It was in 1997 and 1998. However, as you said, the initial enthusiasm from dream return turned soon into disillusionment due to their encounter with racial intolerance, xenophobia of the Czech citizens, who in fact denied their belonging to Czechness. So more than half of them finally managed to successfully graduate from Czech universities and they get a good job in Namibia. However, there are still many those who, due to incomplete education, have not found employment in Namibia and are still struggling in poverty.
As an anthropologist, what would you say this incredible story says about the power of social identity and upbringing?
I would say this historical lesson reveals two important findings. First, that the social, cultural environment where preschool and school children grew up plays a fundamental and constitutive role in the future development and self-conception of the children. And secondly, it shows that any ill-conceived political manipulation with children is very, very dangerous. It can not only have devastating effects on the psyche of these children, but also this multiple relocation they experience can show that it causes lifelong lack of existential anchoring. And the Namibian Czechs still feel the bitterness of being victims of the political plan that made them lose their promising adolescence, their homeland, their friends, their families, and above all, their identity and belonging. As they told me, my book helped them to discover and understand the truth about their life, the truth of the mission to Czechoslovakia, which was kept secret from them for more than 30 years. So when the book was launched in Windhoek this January, it brought a lot of discussion. Its release has provoked many controversies and also conflicting feelings within the community of the Namibian Czechs. But I would say that a majority of them are very grateful for the book because the book contributed also to make their own exile history to be recognized as a legitimate part of the nationwide history because it was long time silenced.